and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This man is a podcasting phenomenon. He just loves podcasting. He has several of his own, and he spends all day listening to them as well. It's Mike Burton. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well there, Goff. Thank you very much for that intro. Yeah, I am a bit podcast mad. That is definitely a good way to describe me.
Now, obviously, we're talking via Zoom. Do you want to tell people where you are?
Yes, I am in the UK. So I'm actually specifically in the south of England. So many hours away from you, Goff. Many, many hours.
Actually, I don't think I've ever asked. Whereabouts in the UK, like specifically, what's the name of your town?
It's Southampton. So we are famous because... Yeah, we're famous because we had the Titanic swing by us, which is a great disaster. Not the best way to be remembered, but we have a big dock as well and lots of shopping and nightlife and stuff. I'm not a tourist. I'm not like the tour guide for Southampton.
No.
Trying to get people to come down.
If you were, you would be fired. Now, as I said in the intro, you are a you've got a couple of podcasts of your own, which we'll talk about in a second, and you love listening to podcasts. What is it about podcasts that you absolutely love?
I think I love the most is that people of any kind of skill can start a podcast. Like, unlike YouTube videos and things like that, people need to, you know, do video editing and do this and do that. But with podcasts, you can get just people of all sort of talents being able to release things. So you get so much variety in shows. There's certain people like yourself who release, you know, 20-minute interview style episodes. There's audio dramas, there's history podcasts. There's my one, which is a bit like yours, but a lot longer. It's just like anything you kind of want, you can find. And I just love that. And there's just so many cool people you meet through podcasting, which is obviously how we got connected too. But yeah, I like the community element. I like the variety. And I like there's no gatekeeping. You know, with other places, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, you can't do this because you need this, that, and the other. But podcasting is generally a bit more chill because at the end of the day, people can record with their like smartphone. It doesn't always sound the best, and I would generally recommend against it, but you can. And there's plenty of good shows that do. So yeah, that's probably my favorite things.
No, that's cool, man. Yeah, because, yeah, there's a lot of things there I'd never thought about, like community and stuff. It's, there is a real podcast sort of community out there. That's very true. So, what a great response. All right.
Try not to railroad your show. You know, I'm so used to interviewing you. I've had you on my show like 5 or 6 times. I'm so used to, you know, lining up new questions. And then it's like, oh, what do I say? Make a vocal noise and that'll tell people I'm still here. I'm not dead.
It's always good. Now, let's talk about your number one podcast show is Genuine Chit Chat. Can you tell us about Genuine Chit Chat?
Yeah, so the tagline is honest conversations with interesting people. I have a wide variety of guests on there. And you, Goff, were on, you first came on episode 48. And you clearly can't get enough because you've been on episodes 65, 84, 85, 105, and 126.
Well, I'm a whore. I go on anything.
Exactly. That's the thing. And I welcome whores. It's great. Lots of fun on my show. But no, I have just a different person on each episode. Most of the time it's a different person. Sometimes people just can't keep coming on the show. But yeah, I just like to talk to people that I want to have a conversation with. And it's any excuse, you know, if I contact someone and say, hey, do you want to come chat with me over Zoom or in person for like 2 hours? People will be like, no, why would I want to do that? But if you say, but I'll record it and put it on the internet. People are like, oh yeah, sure, of course I will. That sounds great. So that's basically is a good way of getting in to be able to talk to people that I find interesting without seeming like some sort of creep or weirdo who's like obsessed with them. It's like kind of mutually beneficial. So I do that and I have that show and episodes about an hour generally. It's sometimes if they're really long, I split them. But I've had so many great people on.
Why do you go for the long format? Because it is like every episode goes for at least an hour. Why do you like that long format?
I quite like it because I have the time, clearly. But also it's that sometimes when I have conversations with people, it depends on the guest, but certain people I speak with, if they're not open immediately, if they're not, you know, some people that you speak with are more so, you know, willing, they kind of know what they're going to say. So often 20 minutes or so, they're quite quick, they know what they're going to go through. And it's a really good length. But with certain guests that I have, it takes sometimes half an hour to really get them going. There's certain individuals I speak with who maybe don't go on podcasts that frequently. So you kind of have to almost lubricate the conversation in a way, which sounds very peculiar, but you know, like alcohol is like a social lubricant in a sense that people get drunk and talk nonsense for hours. But when you're sober, especially over Zoom, sometimes people need a little bit more than that. So you need to kind of just talk with them until they kind of get the gears running. So often that's the case. And you know, sometimes also I talk a lot and I go on massive tangents. And I don't think it would be fair to let guests come on for 20 minutes because I talk for 15 of those. So by the time I'm done waffling on, people would say that 5 minutes. So I try not to have it's the Mike Burton show. I do genuinely try to have conversations with other people. So sometimes I just have to, you know, shut up and let people talk. Even me talking for this amount of time feels weird with you, Goff.
So I have listened to many, many an episode and you have a wonderful wide variety of guests. You really do. So what have you learnt from your guests? Because you've had so many different people from different backgrounds and cultures and whatnot. What have you learnt?
Yeah, I think perspective is probably the easiest one word to describe what I've kind of learned. Is I've tried to speak with people who have different perspectives to myself. There's people across the world I speak with. There's people in jobs that I haven't gone into and things like that. There's people of different ethnicities and cultures and religions that I like to speak with. It's just kind of like trying to have a conversation with someone and trying to preface it beforehand and being like, I'm going to ask these questions. Like before I press record, I normally go through questions with people I have on the show. I don't ever want to spring, you know, a sudden question on a guest and make them, you know, freak out and things, especially because some of the questions I can ask can be considered certain probing in certain ways. One of the best ones I spoke with was this gentleman from a podcast called In the Black Podcast, and they're three American chaps who are black. And I asked them certain questions as a, you know, I'm from the UK, I'm a millennial and I'm white. So there are certain cultural differences between a white person in the UK and a black individual in America. I just wanted to ask certain questions to them, like what does it mean in their cult? Like what does being black mean to them? Things like that that certain people might get offended by if asked in the wrong way. But in my show, I can ask people, and it's kind of like a safe space in a lot of ways, where if there's ever a question I ask someone they're not comfortable answering, they don't have to, and I'll edit that out. But fortunately, I haven't had that yet. So really, I just get to ask people any question that I want to ask, and it's a really good way of doing it, and they get benefited from it from being able to share online. So I think perspective is the big one.
And would you also say, from the sound of that sort of an answer, that you also... it's almost like you're educating yourself. So it's a way of sort of educating you and the general public about things that folks may not know.
Yeah, well, that's a good part of it. I mean, I don't want to lie to people and say every podcast is full of, you know, genius culture questions, because a lot of it is me talking to my friends about nonsense, about, you know, about just video games or comic books or movies and things. So it's not, I don't want people coming on the show thinking, wow, we're going to be so, you know, become so intelligent listening to genuine chit-chat. It's like, no, like maybe every other episode, every third episode is like quite deep culture sort of questions. A lot of it is just me having fun with people. But yeah, I think with myself, it is definitely a big part of my growth as an individual, because I've been podcasting now for nearly 4 years. So when I started, I was in my early 20s and now I'm near 30. So it's just like that part of trying to just learn. And a lot of it's been myself talking, is just like learning when to listen and not just, you know, I'm going to have this great conversation with someone, I'm going to waffle at them for 55 minutes. You know, it's more so, if you listen to earlier days when I was talking to my friends primarily compared to now, it is that sort of thing of, I learned to listen a bit more. I learned what kind of, you know, how to frame certain questions, when to ask certain things and not. And I know that you and I spoke about sort of, you know, sometimes you've got questions written down, but then you kind of let the guest go on one and see where that takes you. Whereas earlier days, it was more so, no, I need these questions I've written down answered. And then sometimes it could disrupt the flow of the conversation a little bit. So learning about culture and myself as a conversationalist, really.
And now one thing I've found with doing the Beer Nuts Productions podcast is that finding guests can be bothersome at times and people can be jerks. So have you found a similar thing? Has there been times where you're like, oh my God, why does everybody hate me? Like, why can't people just play nice and come on my podcast and have a nice talk? Is that something that you found as well?
There's the two sides of that. There's one side, which is there's people who I contact. I'm like, yeah, they'd be perfect for the show. And then you never hear from them. And then I try not to send people two emails. If I really want them and I don't hear anything, I might send them a second email. And then if I don't hear anything from them, I'm like, okay, you just broke my heart a little bit. But I have had people like, in the earlier days more so, where I'd be quite busy with my scheduling and I wouldn't be able to have someone on for 2 months or so. And I remember there was one person, I can't remember their name, and I wouldn't say it anyway if I could, but I remember contacting them and saying, oh, do you want to come on the show? And they were like, yeah, that sounds really good. When you're available. And I was like, oh, probably about 6 weeks or so from now. And then I heard nothing. And then about, you know, 3 months later, I went through my emails and stuff. And I was like, oh, there's a few people here I emailed and I didn't hear back from. So I emailed him again and he was like, oh yeah, well, last time, you know, we tried to book something and it was so far ahead that it was just ridiculous. And I was like, but surely if you've got something in the bank in 6 weeks or 2 months, it's still an interview. It's still something you can do. Is that not something you'd consider? And then I heard nothing back. And I was like, well, clearly, if you're going to be like that, I don't really want to have a conversation with you. But there have been times where, yeah, there's been times with guests and it's just been like scraping, not quite scraping the barrel, but sometimes it's like I have like my girlfriend on or someone. If there's a week where I'm just like, I have got no one to talk to this week. So I just poach what I've got. A lot of podcasting friends out who would jump on the mic. So nowadays it's a lot more seamless. People won't notice. It's like, oh, Mike hasn't chatted with one of his friends in a while. Oh, there he is. So he planned that clearly. It's like, no, not sometimes I did. Sometimes I'm just like, oh no, there's no one. Who do I call? So guest is definitely one of those things that if people are going to start an interview podcast, go ahead, it's a lot of fun, but be aware a lot of the guests you want will not even answer you. So be prepared for that rejection.
It's very true indeed. Very true indeed. Now, you do have another obsession, and that is Star Wars. You've got a Star Wars podcast, and it's fair to say that you have a reasonably unhealthy obsession with Star Wars, judging by your social media. What is it about Star Wars that you absolutely love?
Yeah, and I'm going to preface this that I have two Star Wars tattoos as well, so I am definitely completely in the realm of Star Wars obsession. Well, it's really just like I've loved Star Wars since I was a kid. I had a lot of connections with my late father with Star Wars. He passed away when I was like 19, and so with him growing up, I had a lot of connections, and my brothers and things as well. So Star Wars in my life quite a lot as a child, and then when it had that sort of the renaissance, the sequel movies came out in 2015 and onward, I got back into it a lot more. And as an adult, I have my own money. So I can basically be like, oh, if there's a Star Wars book that comes out or a comic, I can get into that. And I just got so into all of the sort of the additional media outside the movies or the TV series, all that sort of stuff. It's all this big interconnected universe that is just so cool, where you can read a book about a certain character and then one or two little things get mentioned in it that then get mentioned in another completely separate book. And then you can read a comic about one of those characters. And it just kind of, every bit of content you consume, it adds to that universe. There's not that many other things that one can enjoy, you know, even like Marvel comics and things like that. I like superhero stuff, but the movies that are out in the cinema, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, don't directly connect to all the comics. They're more sort of retellings of or essences of, whereas Star Wars, it's like, no, you watch the movie, then you read the comic. They're specifically connected, one bounce off the other. So I really like that aspect. And yeah, I mean, I've got my Star Wars podcast as well, which is another excuse for me just to talk to people on the internet about Star Wars. It's mainly me by myself in a room reading Star Wars comics and talking about them, but it's just another good excuse for that. And I just think there's a lot of the community elements of Star Wars that's cool, but also there's a lot of fans of Star Wars who are kind of toxic fans, and they're just like, they're never happy with anything, and they just, you know, are mean to people on Twitter who like stuff about Star Wars or certain actors they don't like, and I think that's awful. So I was just like, well, you know, I like to think I'm a nice guy, so I can add to the infinite pool of podcasts with my knowledge of Star Wars and generally just not be a dick about it. So I kind of hope that that adds to things. But yeah, the main thing is the interconnected universe of Star Wars. I love being able to read stuff and it all just connects together. I just think that's so cool. And having a bookshelf of loads of Star Wars books that looks quite nice as well. It's a good excuse.
So would it mortify you and horrify you to know that I have never watched not 1 minute of or know anything about Star Wars at all? Are we still friends?
We are still friends, Scott. You have a lot of other redeeming qualities. You've gone down in my estimations a little bit, so you probably won't come on Genuine Chit Chat for a while. But maybe when I run out of guests, then I'll pick you up again. But no, it's one of those things that people occasionally say to me when they find out how much I'm into Star Wars, especially if there's new friends or colleagues or even people in podcasting. It's normally they tell me sheepishly at the end of a conversation, they go, I'm really sorry, Mike, I've never seen Star Wars. And it's like, it's okay. I don't hate you. It's fine. I've not seen a lot of really big, cool things as well. You know, I'm trying my best to watch them all. I've seen, you know, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, pretty much all the Fast and Furious movies, if that counts for anything. But it's one of those things where I love Star Wars. I think most people who watch it, it'd be hard to watch the original trilogy and not like something about it. So I generally say to people, probably give it a go, but I'm never offended by people who haven't. It's more just like, if I'm being blunt, it's your loss from my perspective. So it's kind of like, I've watched all the Star Wars. Guide me.
So, I mean, you've got your Star Wars. Actually, why don't you give them both a plug now? So if people want to listen to the Star Wars, if people love Star Wars and want to learn more about Star Wars via your podcast, and also, of course, Genuine Chit Chat, where are the two places they can go to, or not two places, because they're two podcasts. What I mean is, where are the places they can go to find those two podcasts?
Yeah, so easy, social media, at Genuine Chit Chat. That is just on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I post about both shows there. You can go on my YouTube channel, which I want to clarify when people go on there. Very few people listen on YouTube, so the numbers there are very low. That does not reflect the numbers of either of my podcasts. It's just that almost no one listens on YouTube. But on the Genuine Chit Chat YouTube channel, I upload Star Wars, my Star Wars videos, well, Star Wars audio with one little picture as the video, and then all of the Genuine Chit Chat episodes as well. So that's quite an easy place. But yeah, it airs on the feed of a show called Comics in Motion. They have a different show every day of the week. And my Star Wars show is the Saturday slot, so it's the golden hour. And yeah, every Saturday on Comics in Motion, my Star Wars show airs. And yeah, it's just about Star Wars comics primarily. It's specifically made. So if no one's ever read a Star Wars comic, you should probably have seen the films before tuning in. But if you've never read a Star Wars comic in your life, it's specifically made for people who haven't. So I just go through stories and connective tissue and that sort of thing. But yeah, the best place is generally social media, especially on most of my social media places now. There's one of those link tree links where you just click on that and it tells you where you can find Genuine Chit Chat or Star Wars Comics and Canon anywhere. So rather than me reeling them all off, just find me on social media. And if you really struggle, just message me on social media and I'll send you all the links that you need.
Now you are... you love your podcast, as I said in your introduction, and you're one of the people who really encouraged me to start a podcast. You were all about it. You said, Goff, you got to start a podcast. That's a good idea. And finally, I relented and we've got Beer Nuts Productions podcast going. Is it something that you would encourage folks out there if they've got an interest or a hobby and they want to share their love of whatever it might be? Like, for example, you love conversations with people and you love Star Wars. And so you've got your two podcasts going on, and it's a way of sort of sharing your community and all of that sort of stuff. Like you said earlier, is that something you would encourage folks out there to do?
Yeah, I would. There's a lot of people I know who've started podcasts and then continue doing it for different reasons than people think. I want to clarify that podcasting, if you're going to do it, it can be, it's quite a lot of time. So it's like a lot of hobbies. I try and compare it to, like, if someone wanted to play football in a team, what you would do is you'd have one or two games a week of training and then one or two matches a week generally. So you have to think that you have to spend probably 4 or 6 hours maybe per week on football or something along those lines. Maybe you can cut it down to two or so, but you have to be aware that it's several hours. And although there are many enjoyable fun parts, even if you don't edit the podcast and you just release them straight out there, it still takes time. And so I would always say, if someone wants to do podcasting, it is so much fun to do because there's community elements of it that one wouldn't expect. Like, I've been podcasting, as I said, for nearly 4 years. I've made loads of friends like Goff and other people who, like, I chat with outside of podcasting and things. And you just make these connections. I've got friends in the UK, in America, in Australia, across Europe, like people who I wouldn't have met if it wasn't for podcasting. And so doing that, I'd say, if you're going to start a podcast, try and collaborate where you can. Obviously, if you've got a show like mine or Goff's where you have a different guest each episode, that's going to come naturally. So that's quite an easy way to kind of get in there. But if you just like something, you may not get, you know, millions of people listening. I can clarify, I do not at this present time. Fingers crossed in the future, I can come on the show and be like, Goff, I'm the biggest podcaster ever. And then I can share some of that fame. But at the moment, it's not quite that big. So don't go into podcasting expecting, you know, to become really famous and make loads of money, because it's very unlikely that'll happen.
You're not going to become Joe Rogan, for example.
No, unfortunately not. That's the dream. But no, that's not going to happen, really. I've heard a great thing, which was, how do you get famous via podcasting? Either do it for like 10 plus years or already be famous and start podcasting. They're the two ways of doing it. Because, yeah, if you're doing it for fame or money, you probably won't be happy. If you're doing it because you want to communicate with more people, you've got something you feel like you want to say, or you and your mates just want to record some stuff for fun, I'd say do it, give it a go. But be aware that if you do it with other people, you have to rely on them quite a lot. And generally, I'd say if you're the passionate one, you go forward, you do it, have them come on your show. And then if they lose interest, which happens quite a lot with friends and things, then yeah, you can keep on going. But I would recommend it generally. And if people want any help with it or anything, they're more than welcome to contact me, because I've helped, I think, 6 or 7 of my friends now. Not you, Goff, specifically, but like other friends starting up podcasting, helping them with artwork, telling them which social media groups to be involved in so you can kind of help promote it, that sort of thing as well. So if anyone's starting out, you can contact me as well and I'll give you a handle, maybe promote you, depending on what your show is. You know, if it's something really, really horrendous, then maybe I'll take a little back seat and quietly let you go and promote that. But if it's really nice, then I'm sure I can help you guys promote it too.
No, I think that's wonderful advice. You know, it's all about, you know, just if you're gonna do it, then do it for your own fun and do it for yourself and do it because it's something that you can get enjoyment and pleasure out of. I think that's a really piece of wonderful advice. So, because it can be, like, I do enjoy chatting to the people. I really do. It is a fun and interesting and educational thing to do. But so, yeah, no, absolutely. Now, listen, we are getting towards the end of our chat, Mike. I just want to obviously thank you so much for giving me your time over in the UK. I do appreciate it very much.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
There he is again, full of conversation.
I thought you were going to say more than that. I thought there was going to be one final statement. I was like, I'm ready to go. And then, is he going to? And I see you on the camera. I was like, are you coughing? I couldn't quite tell. So I was like, I don't want to cut in and overlay your outro. But yeah, it's been so much fun chatting with you, as it is always. It's nice to have them flipped. After speaking with you all the other conversations added together, I think it's probably 6 to 8 hours or so of us just talking about stuff. And that's normally our, you know, 6-monthly catch up is you and I chatting via podcasting for an hour. So it's been kind of nice having it flipped where I don't have to put any effort into thinking about questions. I can just kind of be asked and then just ramble off for ages. It's just nice to be able to do that. No self-control.
No, well, absolutely. And I do encourage people to check out Genuine Chit Chat. It is quite an interesting, because Mike does have a wide variety of guests with a wide variety of knowledge and interests and whatnot. So everybody, after you've obviously finished listening to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast, then head over and search out Mike and listen to his podcast. And if you enjoy Star Wars, obviously make sure you check out that as well. But that does bring us to the end of this particular episode. Thank you again, Mike, for coming on the show. You don't have to speak again. It's all okay. I'll keep waffling. of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment and review and 5 stars, rate and review. And until next time, we will chat to you then.